Hello?
Hello, this is Professor Abacus. I'm a scientist at Standard Supply Science and Research. Is this Standard Supply Ale and Dried Goods?
Just who I wanted to talk to. I'm Nika, the rightful owner of Standard Supply.
Well, I've heard that you may have something I'd like to examine.
I know exactly what you mean. It belonged to my grandfather. It's been here for generations. I'll bring it over as soon as I can.
Great. We're at 225 Einstein Genius Avenue in Red Deer. That's Red Deer, Alberta. If humans tried to live inside an actual deer, they would suffocate.
Save it for Twitter, Professor. I'll be there in a day or two.
What was that about?
The scientist is interested in my grandfather's pocket watch. I knew there was something strange about it, and the fact that it says Standard Supply on it, that must be a reference to the science facility, not the bar.
Didn't Raina steal that from you? I think she was mad that you took over her bar.
She took over my bar, and she did steal it, but I found it in the dishwasher the other day. I think she forgot what it was.
I'm sick of her forgetting everything. I got really mad at her about something while you were gone. I can't remember what, though.
Well, I'm hopping on the next plane to Red Deer, Alberta. You want to come with?
All right. I seem to remember wanting revenge against Raina. If I leave the bar unattended, that'll probably do the trick.
Revenge is a dish best served unattended. What? Someone left the bar unattended? That was thoughtful. We all need some alone time now and then, even a bar. Oh, Dan, you're back from vacation.
It was a tour. We were working. Playing music is a job, even if you lose money doing it.
I'm kind of stupid, but I don't think I would work a job where I lose money.
Yeah, that's because you have no integrity.
No, but I do have $100 million.
Right. Okay, anyway, tour was insane. Our drummer Arlen disappeared, like actually vanished.
Oh, the dinosaur guy.
Huh? Did I ever mention him to you? I guess I must have.
He's in love with a demon.
I think you've got the wrong guy. In any case, me and Nika had to sell an animatronic stegosaurus to some TGI Fridays franchise owner in exchange for plane tickets back home. We had to abandon the van too, because the tires got stolen.
I wonder how Arlen is doing with that demon.
Right. Did I miss anything important while I was gone?
Well, I got $100 million, but it's stuck in my Tickle Wars account. Do you play? I'll buy you a Tickle Tickle Tiki Totem that makes you immune to fire-based tickle damage for the duration of a single tickle war.
I don't believe in wars of any kind, even if they're fought by tickling. Are there any mutual aid groups in the game? Maybe you can donate to them.
There's an NPC who sells tickle feathers and he looks really poor. Maybe I'll shower him with cash. It feels good to help people, even if they're not real.
Well, I ran into Rebellion earlier, and we've got much bigger problems on our hands. While I was gone, a group of radical conservative expats put up a statue of former Canadian Prime Minister Kim Campbell in the park down the street. We cannot allow this symbol of hate to stand in our community.
Who's that? Must be before my time.
She was Prime Minister for 6 months in 1993.
See? I'm only 18.
No, you're not!
Be that as it may, I have more pressing issues to attend to, like serving the customers we don't have.
Well, okay, our battle to bring down this statue might actually bring in some customers. I told Rebellion that his band Google Sweatshops can perform here in 2 weeks on Halloween. We're going to raise awareness and get that statue torn down once and for all.
Well, I hope they come thirsty.
Well, most of them don't drink. Even though they're in their 30s, they still call themselves straight edge instead of sober, so.
I want this story on the front page. Local musician drops album of the century, Foreign Vibes, Volume 2, Money Never Sleeps, Part 3, my album, The Story.
I'm not doing that. When we cover an album, it tends to be one that actually exists.
Well, how am I supposed to record this thing if there's no article about it? Nobody's gonna listen to it.
Excuse me, bartender? I'm a journalist with The Times. And The Post? Well, let's be honest, The Posting Times. The name's Julian Lead. Asking locals about how the crack in the road has affected business. Would you mind a quick interview?
Well, I only give interviews to paying customers.
Are you trying to extort me?
Well, she's not smart enough to extort you. I think she genuinely wants to serve you a beer.
Okay. Then I'll take a Kolsch.
What's that?
Okay, how about a triple?
Huh?
Fine, just give me anything.
Well, we have pirate beer, scientist beer.
Yeah, that one. That's fine. Do you remember when the crack in the road first appeared?
Yeah, a while ago. Probably before the tire shortage.
Okay, well, how did it affect you?
Not at all, really. I can't afford a car, I don't really go outside, and I don't really care about my community either.
Okay, then how does that make you feel?
Well, honestly, it makes me feel like the world is going to end, because there's no way to fix it, and it goes all the way down to the center of the Earth.
Where'd you get that idea?
A scientist. He didn't tell me, though. I just saw him hanging out inside the Earth's core.
Right.
Basically, there's no way to reverse it now. I saw all this while I was sleeping.
So this is a dream you had?
I don't think so, but you could say so, yeah.
Does anyone else have thoughts on this? Anyone?
Actually, there's a song about it on my album. It's called Infinity Dollars, featuring YYZ, the Dope Fiend. I hope there's a guy out there, somewhere, named YYZ, the Dope Fiend, and I really hope he's willing to sing on my song. Otherwise, I'm in a lot of trouble because I already printed his name on the album jacket.
Hey, Julian, do you play Tickle Wars Legends? I have $100 million in there, and I don't know what to do with it.
Is that some kind of game?
Yeah, it sucks. Even Brawl Mode is completely unbalanced now.
Wrong. It's been really good since the Tickle Rebellion DLC dropped. Tickle Tag Teams are now worth double gems after you unlock the Ticklish Talisman.
Oh, the talisman itself is ticklish?
Duh! You idiot.
Rich, have you done your dailies in Tickle Wars today?
I haven't been feeling it since the Tickle Rebellion DLC dropped. They nerfed Tickle Kings, and the new meta puts too much emphasis on defensive anti-tickling maneuvers.
Well, you might want to have a look at something. Check out the bartender Reyna's avatar.
Oh, right. She keeps sending us friend requests till we accept it.
She's wearing the crimson snapback of the Gucci God. That hat costs over 700,000 real dollars. Three people died in real life while designing it. How can she afford it?
Is Standard Supply hiding revenue from us? There's no way. We have access to their books. Plus, there's never any customers in there.
We'll have to get to the bottom of this. What if she's richer than us? I'd be so embarrassed that I would die on purpose by killing myself.
We've got more pressing matters to attend to. Chili's and Buffalo Wild Wings both said we're too evil to be franchisees, so I had to design a new ripoff chain called Buffalo Wing Wings. And the perfect spot for our flagship location is the public park on Drake Avenue. We need to destroy that park.
But the conservative activists in the United Campbell Congress just put up a statue of Kim Campbell. We paid for the whole thing. How can we turn around to destroy it now?
I'll think of something. We'll outfox the worms who stand in our way, and this fried chicken restaurant will become our golden goose.
Hey, Reyna, do you like any songs?
Don't patronize me. You're not even trying with these questions.
Sorry, I'm a little distracted. I just posted that Standard Supply has the most leftist beers in town, and now everyone's asking whether the staff is unionized.
We tried. Oh Lord, how we tried. But the man stopped us like always. Why don't you just lie about it? That should work.
I should have asked, what's your favorite leftist beer? Straying from questions into declarative sentences can be real dangerous. But politics gets the most clicks.
Maybe you could say, what do you think about politics?
Now you're patronizing me.
Hey, any chance I could use someone's phone for a moment?
You're Harold Mallett!
Ah, big seismology fan, huh? I don't do autographs, but I'll leave some free fingerprints on your phone if I could make a call.
You don't have a phone? Oh, right. Maybe you lost it inside the Earth.
How do you know about that? Are you with the government?
I'm against the government. I like democracy, but it's too boring for me to actually participate. Like how I'm a big Velvet Underground fan, but their music is too boring for me to listen to. Anyway, the bar has a landline, but it's only for paying customers.
Fine. What's the cheapest beer you've got?
That would be Dr. Saturn's Leaded Lager. It's only 2% ABV, but the lead makes up for it.
Fine. Give me one of those. This call is too important to wait. Hello, is this the White House? It's not. This is the Taco Bell at 1601 Pennsylvania Avenue? Okay, could you patch me through to the president's line? Thanks. Hello, Mrs. President? This is Harold Mallett. I've just returned from the Earth's core moments ago. I have terrible news about the mysterious fissures forming all over the world. They go all the way down. There's no stopping it. Basically, the end for humanity. Uh-huh. Yeah? The La Quinta Inn? Uh-huh. and the breakfast buffet, that runs until 10, right? Okay, great. Thank you, Mrs. President.
What was that about?
They've got me staying at a La Quinta Inn until I can fly back out to D.C.
Oh, right. The breakfast buffet is nothing to sneeze at. What's your favorite song about a breakfast buffet?
All You Can Eat by the Fat Boys.
Hungry Like the Wolf.
Did I hear correctly that the crack outside this very bar is a fissure leading all the way to the center of the Earth? And that there's nothing that can reverse the destruction of the planet?
Oh, yeah. Well, you weren't supposed to hear that part.
Well, to be honest, it was already pretty obvious. That demon with the plush pterodactyl already said there's no way to fix it.
What? How could you possibly know about that?
The landline. Hello? Oh, sure. He's here. It's for you.
Hello? How did you know to reach me here? Oh, the president told you? Wow, that's very distressing, but thank you for telling it to me straight.
Who was that?
That was La Quinta Inn. There'll be no breakfast buffet this week while the dining room undergoes renovations.
Oh my god! I'm so sorry!
No, it's okay. I'm more curious how you know about the demons.
Doesn't everyone know? Everyone who saw my dream, anyway, which was just me. But how did you get here after the dinosaur graveyard ignited?
I mean, that's basically it. I was propelled all the way back to the surface of the Earth and emerged from the crack right outside the bar. I thought being the first person to explore the inner Earth would be the proudest moment of my life.
Arlen was the first person down there, but fair enough.
Yes, well, now the proudest moment of my life will be telling the entire world that the end is nigh. That's got to be worth something.
Are you sure? Because the world already knows.
Yeah, I see it here on Twitter. Rex Rhapsody, 1 minute ago. Just heard the news, the Earth is crumbling apart from the inside. Confirmed by world-renowned scientist Harold Mallett. The president knows and has done nothing. Are we going to accept this from our government?
You tweeted that out?
Yeah. With a pic of me and Raina reacting to the horrible news, right as you tell it.
What? That was my reaction to the La Quinta buffet tragedy. You're completely misrepresenting me.
The 1.3 million people who've already liked this post don't know any better. And look at my followers. I'll have over 2 million in no time.
You bastard! How dare you make it seem like I was surprised by Earth's impending doom? I already knew about it!
How are you mad about that? You should be mad that he stole my thing. All the attention should be mine.
You're delusional. I think all the lead in that beer is getting to you.
To be honest, I expected a more pronounced lead flavor.
Really? I installed a special lead pipe just for this tap. Ah, wait. The Healthy Heart Kiwi Acai Kombucha is in the lead tap right now. Oh well.
So what are we going to do about this? The president is going to be furious that this leaked.
Well, the world still doesn't know about the demons or the dinos.
Right, and it doesn't seem Quaker has returned yet. I can still get the scoop on that. Please don't tweet about the dinos, Rex.
Would anyone believe me if I did? They'd think I'm crazy and start doubting my last tweet.
That's a good point. Harold's credibility might be undermined, too, if he starts talking about dinos and demons without hard evidence.
Without my phone, I don't have my silly photo booth pics from the demon wedding I attended. But I do have this. It's the key to the men's bathroom at a demon gas station. It says, Property of Shell Gas, 123 Demon Cul-de-sac, 5th Circle, Hell, zip code 667. Please return to cashier when finished. Do not steal.
667?
It's an up-and-coming neighborhood. Walking distance from 666, but still affordable.
Can I take a picture of that?
No.
This park used to be such a nice place for quiet reflection. Now I can't reflect on anything with the evil visage of one of Canada's greatest monsters staring down at me.
Hello there. I'm a reporter with the Posting Times, Julian Lead. I was actually wondering about the story behind this statue.
First time in Little Canada?
Yeah, I'm in town to report another story. But I stopped in this park to get some writing done and got curious about it.
I'm sad to say this neighborhood has always had a bit of a conservative streak running through it. It was founded by center-right Canadian expats who fled the social democratic tyranny of Prime Minister Tommy Douglas when he created Canada's universal public health care system. It's fortunate the younger generations up here are a lot more open-minded, but that's exactly why it's so sad to see this statue go up.
Then who put it here?
A right-wing extremist group called the United Campbell Congress. The UCC. Kim Campbell was prime minister for like 6 months in 1993, but her short tenure didn't stop her from tearing apart the fabric of society.
Oh yeah? How so?
Well, I'm sure there's a bunch of examples, but what makes me mad is that most of us didn't have a say in this statue's construction. Little Canada is gerrymandered into like five different wards, and we've never had an actual Canadian-American alderman to represent our interests on city council. The alderman who allowed this doesn't have any idea what it represents.
And what does it represent?
Bullshit, basically. How would you like it if someone put up a statue of a conservative president in your neighborhood, like Eisenhower?
He was right about the military-industrial complex. That's something. Maybe you're thinking more like Richard Nixon?
Nah, she's not as bad as Nixon. Maybe, like, I don't know, one of those old guys?
Hoover? Coolidge? Harding?
Nah, I mean, she was the first boomer to serve as PM, you know what I mean? And they even renamed this place Campbell Park, when it had been Rush Park for decades.
Rush like the band?
No, it was named for Rush Medical Center, but I like to pretend that it was the band.
Maybe the medical center was named for the band? I'll look into that. Are other locals as upset as you are?
Yeah. Yeah, they are. And we're going to do something about it. Local activists in the Google Sweatshops Collective are throwing a benefit concert in 2 weeks at Standard Supply Ale and Dried Goods. We're going to raise money and awareness around the issue. Maybe you can work this into a story.
Sure. I mean, I have to publish like 10 stories a day, so anything helps hit my quota.
10 a day?
Yeah, luckily they're 200 words apiece, so it goes fast. Not the worst job in the world, but it's close.
I hear you. Journalists are scum.
Well, my greatest aspiration in life is to be a renowned journalist, but...
Oh, no, you're cool. I meant all the other ones. Every single one of them.
Row 27, seats E and F. Is this economy?
That's right. These are the cheapest seats. Apparently, this window shattered on the last flight, and the guy sitting in the window seat died, so they gave us a discount.
Wow. I've never flown economy before. I usually have to convince them I'm a dog, so they let me travel with the cargo.
Really? Well, then go ahead and enjoy yourself. I'll let you have the window seat.
I am gonna sleep great this afternoon. This chair is way more comfortable than my Murphy bed in the bar.
The Murphy bed isn't so bad. I used to sleep on it, you know?
I'm sorry. That sounds awful.
I didn't mind. I was young. My grandfather was the original owner of the bar. He and I had to live there occasionally when we didn't have any money.
Your parents weren't around?
My mother died when I was young, and my father ran off. It was probably for the best, though. He was apparently some kind of deadbeat. Real bad gambler.
Wow, I find that hard to believe.
You think the apple doesn't fall far from the tree?
I have no idea what's a normal way for an apple to fall. I've never seen an apple tree in my life. I'm too busy staring at my dang screens.
I'm not as bad with money as you think. When my grandfather ran the bar, we were always short on money. I didn't have anywhere to go, so I got to know the regulars, and over time, I joined their poker games. I wasn't any good, but the drunker they got, the worse they played, so I realized there was this incentive to keep them drinking, both to sell more and to win more of their money.
So you're not good with money, you just found some guys drunk enough to think you were good at poker?
More or less. They came to think I was some kind of prodigy.
But you weren't.
Who's to say? Anyway, my grandfather didn't really like it. He said I was too fixated on money, but he's the one who couldn't make rent otherwise.
Hey, on that note, why'd you pay for my plane ticket?
I guess I feel bad for paying you less than minimum wage, but I'm glad I didn't give you that tire when you first showed up. It's helpful to have you around.
It's really not. I keep telling you people, I don't do any work. I haven't worked a single shift behind the bar, and Rex Rhapsody took my social media job. I literally do nothing all day.
Be that as it may, I am honored to call you a subordinate. Or perhaps even a casual workplace acquaintance.
You! How did you know about the news before it broke?
The Earth splitting apart? I told you, it was kind of a dream. But a real dream... that wasn't a dream at all.
And if you knew, why did Rex Rhapsody post this picture of your shocked reaction?
That was because of the breakfast buffet. He completely misrepresented me.
Breaking this story would have transformed my career. Do you know what the posting times is? I write 2-paragraph articles paraphrasing viral tweets. I had to write about Rex's big scoop today, a scoop that should have been mine. I could have been a real journalist. I went to Columbia, damn it! That's practically Yale!
If you stuck around for another beer, you would have overheard the same call Rex did. Really, this is your fault for showing insufficient support to our quaint neighborhood business.
You should have told me more when I was questioning you in the first place.
Hey, can you write an article to clarify that I wasn't surprised about the end of the world? It was La Quinta Inn.
No!
I'm thinking of a number greater than 2 million. Can you guess it?
I can. 2,300,007.
Wow, that's almost right. You're just 15 over. Wait, now you're right. It's how many followers I've got on Twitter.
Those should be my followers. You scooped me on the story of the century, and you're not even a journalist.
Are you a journalist? I've seen your work, and I wouldn't say so.
Well, he did ask a lot of questions earlier, like a journalist. But on the other hand, he couldn't even get into Yale, so he's probably not smart enough to be one.
Rex, all you do is post insipid questions for attention. How are people taking you at your word about this? No major institutions have confirmed the story.
Do people even trust institutions anymore?
Not me. Why trust the media when I can get the news right from the source? My dreams.
Besides, the story has been confirmed. The great Harold Mallett vouched for me personally. He's in the replies trying to sell copies of his book, An Alphabetical History of Dinosaurs, Volume 9, From Xylophonodon to Zebrasaur.
He just wants attention!
Well, don't you, too?
Yeah, but I'm a journalist. It's my job to beg for attention.
Am I the only one who's satisfied with my lowly station in life?
Well, Raina, you're getting a lot of attention, too. Your reaction to the news has become a meme. See here? McDonald's tweeted, "All day breakfast is back." And Coca-Cola replied, "My face when all day breakfast is back." And look, there's you.
It was La Quinta, not McDonald's.
Regardless, you're kind of famous.
And I'm insanely rich too.
What's your favorite song about a rich girl?
Oh, Hall & Oates.
Enough! I'll show you what a real journalist is capable of. I'm gonna dig up so much dirt on you, Rex. It'll be like a dirt factory. The world will see just what kind of person you really are.
Uh-oh. That doesn't sound good.
And you too! I'm gonna ruin you both like you've ruined me.
You can't do this to me. I'm rich.
Yes. And famous. We're topical public figures now. And I'll be the one to show the world who you really are.
Tell them it was La Quinta Inn!
No!